This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A new report says a project to improve public transit on Oakland's International Boulevard may actually be responsible for more traffic accidents, as well as the loss of many local businesses. I assume that was not the plan. So, Phil, what went so wrong?
Well, it's pretty interesting. What we're talking about here is what they call a bus rapid transit system. And it's called a BRT for short. And we've seen them pop up around California, around the country, and in the Bay Area especially. It was a, sort of this idea of transit experts in the Department of Transportation a few years back that what they're going to do is they're going to set up rapid bus lanes, you know, make it faster for buses to get from one part of town to another part of town, sort of make them like mini trains instead of stopping all the time with traffic lights. You try to sync it all up and have them roll through. And you'd put the bus stops would be in the middle of the street rather on the sidewalk, so it would be easier to get to the bus lane as it rolls down the middle of the street. Well, that was the idea. The reality turned out to be a different thing. For starters, the city, this one was supposed to run from San Leandro to Berkeley. Berkeley opted out of it, saying we're not going to give up our parking. We're not going to let it go through our streets. And so that left it just from San Leandro to Oakland. So we had about a 10-mile stretch at a cost of $237 million. So that's $23 million a mile for new bus stations, for new bus stops, for cameras, for traffic control, for things to make things safer. But unfortunately, the result is there's been 35 fatalities in 5 years there, and about a third of the business went out of business on that street, went out of business while the thing was being built and shortly thereafter. So one person's gain is another person's pain.
What is the city doing now to make it better?
Well, they put up some, plastic barriers along some of the streets. What basically is Megan, what they did is they took traffic lanes out and they squeezed the traffic down and into single lanes. And people get impatient with that. And so they start pulling out into the bus lane and other things. Another thing they eliminated was the ability to make left-hand turns. Only people just keep making them. So the city really hasn't done much. It's an AC transit problem. But it's not just here that we've seen it. We saw it on Van Ness Boulevard as well. There was a lot of problem when they put in the line there. It has increased made buses go faster. There's no doubt about it. Led to an increase in number of people taking buses, but there was a lot of pain along the sides of the street there. And we're going to probably see another one at San Pablo. It's a classic thing. This report shows that when you plan from the top down, a lot of time what you wind up with is not a lot of communication about what's actually needed on the ground, and you wind up with a lot of unintended consequences. And that's what we're seeing. And that's where the transportation has its pluses and its minuses. So you can hop on a bus, or you can not hop on a bus because it runs parallel to a BART line, believe it or not. So you can just take a train and do it as well. You put it all together, and it was a planner's idea, and it was the feds gave a lot of money to it, and they were willing to pay for it. We took it, and now we've got it, and now we're stuck with it.
Fascinating. Thank you so much, Phil. We'll be on again live at 7:50 tomorrow.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.